Welcome, everybody. It is Tuesday, November 16th, 2010, and we've been talking about how the influence of the November 3rd portal that was opened, which we're under the influence of from now forth on the planet. There is no end, not like an astrological sun sign moving or the moon moving into another sign. This is the part of the wave of consciousness, of evolutionary consciousness, as explained and shown and delineated by the Mayan calendar. And we had the wave of basically, as of November 3rd, bringing balance between the divine masculine and divine feminine energies on the planet. So as we were talking about a minute ago, anything that's not nurturing and supportive and doesn't create room for you to bring forth what's next for you and what your contribution is, that doesn't support you in bringing your contribution forth and your gift forth, we have the possibility, it's called sealing the karma of the past or sealing the past. We can actually create a seal, and one is being created on the planet where energies that aren't balanced with the divine masculine and feminine are being sealed off. So I'm not exactly sure how this process is showing up in individual lives or how it's showing up on the planet, but I know that's what the next wave, the Mayan wave, was initiated November 3rd. So it's just important to see and be aware of that. It's good to let go and seal off karma from the past that no longer serves us. And, you know, we don't need to drag things forward and rehash things. So this has been a great time of letting go and setting new intentions. So we do have coming up very excitedly, November 18th, we have Venus and Jupiter are turning direct. And we've had a lot of retrogrades going on for the last couple months. And then Sunday we move into the full moon, which is the fullness of our expression. So we're moving into the fullness of our expression. And that's what I'm talking about with this November 3rd transition. From now forth, it's about moving into being fully expressed in what you want to activate and bring forth on the planet, really letting it out and letting go of things around you that might be suppressing that expression. We're moving into an alignment with Mars, and that's Mars is speaking the truth. Mars wants to know what the truth is. And as you speak the truth, it's going to release your energy to find out what really moves you forward. So if there's something that you're unhappy about, or a situation, or something with a person where you're not getting your needs met, as you express that and speak that, you'll be able to align with the deeper levels of truth. You'll be able to find out what really makes you happy. So with these new energies, it's a time to explore the deeper truth of what is really going to create that happiness, that deep satisfaction, what's going to create a deeper connection with your heart. This is about moving into the heart. The balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine is really about moving into the heart. So when you, I was thinking about this the other day when a friend of mine was talking to me, and with some things that he really wanted to express to me, and it seemed to be very left brain communication, which is communication that is not connected with the heart. And I'm thinking about the book. Mars are from men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or the concept he said, she said, the archetypical miscommunication between men and women. Well, this is the time where we're moving into the power of balance so that we can communicate from the heart. So with the Mars energy speaking our truth, it's just interesting and important to be aware of. When we're speaking, are we speaking from our heart? And when we're listening, noticing, is somebody just speaking from their left brain, not connected to their heart? Because literally, this person was talking to me, and they were saying words that made sense to them. But I kept saying, you know, where's the heart? It might as well have been gibberish. I just couldn't get connected to any truth or the vibration of the heart. And it was kind of interesting because it was more defined for me. More, I became more aware of that distinction when someone's speaking from the heart or not speaking from the heart, which it's always been important to me, but it just seemed very dramatic, even more dramatic and more emphasized than before. So there's greater and greater distinctions about what is balanced, loving heart energy and what is somebody who's just disconnected and just doing, you know, whatever they're used to doing. So this is a really a time of a vision quest. We're really going on a planetary vision, personal and planetary vision quest. What is the vision with the heart that you're bringing onto the planet? And what is the vision with the heart for the planet? And it's this vision that we're chanting and speaking and holding the frequency for to anchor into that grid of the planet. And as we align with the truth for us that has a heart, then we can actually align with the heart of the planet, because the universe is not just this cold, desperate place. The universe is a place that has a heart that supports us. I think we're trained to, you know, think the stars and the galaxy out there is this cold, distant place, where when we move into these other frequencies or other dimensions, we start to get that we're really supported by the universe. And beyond 3D and into the higher dimensions, we really start to experience that the universe is really filled with love. Not that everything is of love in the universe, but that the basic current, there is a basic current of love that is part of the sound current, that is a current of love. And when we can tap into that current of love, that current of infinite love, and flow along that current of infinite love, then we are aligning with and accessing our divinity and the mind of the divine. And that's what brings us into the present moment and the truth of who we really are, which is that we are creator beings. So this whole period of time is really getting us connected with the power of being creator beings and learning to use the tools that are given to us, the tools of walking on the earth, the tools of crystalline frequencies, as we've talked about with the first dimension of the earth, the tools of linear space and time, 3D, the tools of the fourth dimension, the collective mind, seeing the matrix, the world is polarity, the world is light and dark, and moving on up into 5D, experiencing unity consciousness, and 6D, sacred geometry. Yoga is aligning with sacred geometry. Yoga is angles. 70, sound, the sound current. And that's what I'm talking about, the current of love. It's an actual current that when we align with our own truth, then we can align with the infinite truth and move into that current. And then that current will carry us into the 8th and 9th and 10th dimensions, the divine, the mind of God. Then we merge with what the mind of God really is, such as compassion, patience, infinite beingness. So there's this current and energy that we want to move into, we want to align with. And once we do that, we move into 9D, we move into the experience of creation, which is beyond space and time, into a state of grace and a union with our souls, our own souls, our higher selves, and where we actually came from. And then we bring that onto earth. So it's these experiences that are opening up for us right now as we seal the karma from the past and move into the possibility and the opening of these new frequencies that are part of anchoring in the Aquarian Age, 2012 and beyond. So this has been an important week, just to maybe clear things out and clear out any judgments we may have. Speak them, write them in a journal if you can't talk to somebody around them that you might have thoughts about or feel limited by. It's a good time to journal and just get clear about things and communicate about. Also, another really pivotal piece is to communicate about the meaning of your experiences. What different experiences that you're having mean to you? We're moving into as creator beings, really honoring each person's experience and really wanting to learn from. How did you experience that? Share with me your experiences so I can learn from you. This is the part of the grand plan, that we all experience the world around us through our own universe. We are our own universe, and we're interconnected, creating an expanded universe. So it's a good time to really talk with others and find out how they experience something and share how you experience something and move into the frequency of the experience that we're here to really learn from each other rather than compete from each other. So we're moving into, with the balance of the divine feminine and masculine, we're moving into that experience of co-creation. We're moving into knowing that oneness and the richness in the tapestry and the vastness of the oneness. So in this time, so we have this energy of the divine vision, the archer, shooting the arrow and aligning us with this new direction, aligning us with what it is to be a creator being and using all of our tools that we've been talking about, all these tools for each dimension. So that's where we are right now. So because of my very interesting Uranian sudden change experience today, go ahead and move into our meditation, and we'll just take it from there. So just go ahead and breathe, and we'll tune in, and then we'll meditate. So you can tune in with me. Keep muted for the tune in, but go ahead and tune in with me. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. And inhale, circulate the breath.